The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome. The new day is a good day. Tuesday, the 24th of June, from the associated corners of our country, we have the Good Day program. Thanks to Jennifer Horn being here in Los Angeles. Ken Kessler is in San Diego. Michael Fortier at the controls in this hour of the Good Day program in Washington. I'm on the farm with all kinds of secret memos that have been released. The Justice Department says the government may be justified in killing U.S. citizens abroad if the person has joined the enemy. This was in response to a court order in Consolidated Freedom of Information Act lawsuits filed by the American Civil Liberties Union, the New York Times. This group went to the administration, and at first the administration said, nothing doing, not giving you any of this information. But now they've had to release this key Justice Department legal memo on U.S. targeted killing operations. The memo goes back to July of 2010. The basis for the government's extrajudicial killing of an American citizen in 2011. In the memo, the government claims broad authority to kill American terrorism suspects without judicial process or geographic limitation. So one wonders out loud here, and this has come up before, but now that this memo has been released, it'll become fodder for a conversation. The release of the memo represents an overdue but nonetheless crucial step toward transparency. There are few questions more important than the question of when government has the authority to kill its own citizens, says the director of legal affairs at the ACLU. The memo's release will allow the public to better understand the scope and implications of the authority the government is claiming. So how does the government get this authority? Did Congress vote on this? This is a 41-page classified document dated July 16, 2010, and it is captioned Memorandum for the Attorney General, authored by David Boron, who was then the acting chief of the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel.
If they don't want people to know, why do they write it down on paper?
Well, they have to have something.
Because something.
Yeah, I mean, unless it's you're dealing with Jack and you pick up the phone and you call
Jack Bauer, you mean.
Yeah, I mean Jack Bauer.
You don't want to just say Jack.
Is there another Jack?
There is no other Jack. I guess I have a couple questions about this.
Yeah.
So when you are a criminal, I mean, the government...
Who decides without due process that you're a criminal?
Well, wait. When you are... Here's where I'm going at. When you're in... doing criminal activity and the police catch you, and you decide not to stop and they shoot you, that's the government really shooting you. It's not necessarily the police, correct?
Well,
are they acting on behalf?
In the name of the government, yes.
Right. So how is that any different than someone who's taken up with a terrorist group overseas?
I don't have an answer to that question. I don't know that I thought about it like that. That's a good question. What is the difference between these people shooting at Americans overseas or whether they're shooting at them here?
Why should they be protected just because they're living in, you know, Sangala? Right.
Yeah, good question. So with the memo being released, the previously redacted text orders the government to submit memos for scrutiny. We will continue, said the New York Times and the ACLU, to press for the release of other documents relating to the program called Targeted Killing. It just sounds gross.
Oh, of course. Anytime you say targeted killing, it makes you uncomfortable.
Well, it just, in the name of the government, what you can do, and this reminds me of Gordon Liddy telling me once that he was told, you know, to do any number of illicit things, and he never questioned them. Do people today in service to our country in those positions, do they question or they just do? You're the boss. I'm the drone. I'll go do whatever you want. Whatever it is your bidding requires, I'm going to do it. What would have happened?
You have to have people who don't question it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In this circumstance or any circumstance, Kenny?
I think in most circumstances, in government, it's just like in the military. That's why there have been so many problems with soldiers deciding that they're going to make their own rules or decide what they're going to do, so they release information they're not supposed to. For it to be successful, you have to be willing to follow the rules and do what you're told. If you don't want to do that, you shouldn't serve.
These killings were targeted using drones, right? Isn't that... this fellow was killed with a drone.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
Isn't that true?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm looking at pictures of some of these drones right now. I guess because in my mind, is a picture of the drone from 24 last night. These drones look a lot different. That looked more like a B-2. The drone that they had on 24 looked more like a B-2 bomber or something than it did a drone. Some of these drones look like winged helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
They are really weird looking. So we have these memos from the Department of Defense, Central Intelligence Agency. So what's the takeaway? 888-302-3684. This may be one of the more important discussions of the day. When you hear all of this, does it make you comfortable? These people are doing their job. Does it bother you that all the information was secret and the government didn't want you to have the information? That's why all these people, the New York Times and other news agencies, ACLU, had to go to court to get this. And there was no judgment. I don't get in anything that I've read here. I've got four or five pages of material, and I don't get that anybody's criticized the idea that they wanted to kill this guy.
Right. I mean, to me, it's annoying that it's secret, that they have to have secret classified documents.
Well, why do they have to have...
Exactly. That's the question. Why do you have to keep that from everybody? Because I think that, on a very basic level, most people would agree. It's kind of like entrusting the police to take down a bank robber, or, you know, on a small level.
It doesn't really explain the government's theory of what are the conditions that an operational leader presents. Who has to define what an imminent threat is? An imminent threat of a violent attack. In other words, the reason they bumped this guy off is because they claimed he was behind a move. There was clear evidence that there would be a specific attack on either U.S. persons and interests, land, something like that, in the relatively immediate future. But they didn't give any more explanation or clarity how, when. I want to know. It's kind of like the TSA says, we're here to serve you. Okay, what have you done? Well, we can't tell you that. You can't tell us because you haven't done anything. That's where this stuff becomes sticky. The memo doesn't address the circumstances that would make capture unfeasible. So what the suggestion has been from some circles is, why don't you capture this guy instead of just knocking him off?
Mm-hmm.
What does he know that you don't want other people to know? That's always the suspicion, right? You bump off somebody. It's like Steve Navarro wanted to kill his assistant at 24 because he was beginning to smell a rat here.
You have to make sure everybody knows you're incorporating 24 into your
story. I'm wondering, as the program ended last night, I'm wondering whether Navarro is going to, in some way, shape, or form, implicate Jack so that everything's going to turn around and Jack, it's going to look like Jack is trying to steal that box.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Jack finally got himself out of trouble. Come on.
Well, or Chloe is going to have to do in her boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's more likely than not what the scenario is, right?
I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Or Jack's going to have to kill her boyfriend.
Yeah. Right. Because Navarro is going to, he's going to track Navarro to this guy next week, folks. Preview of coming. Next week.
Just when you thought you could take a sigh of relief.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, the thing that makes me uncomfortable, has always made me uncomfortable, is the CIA having an operational role in these sorts of things. We all know that they do things that, what's the line from A Few Good Men that Jack Nicholson delivers? You need us there. You want us there. You don't want to know what goes on, right?
I want the truth.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm setting up.
You can't handle the truth.
There you go.
Is that the case with most people in America?
I don't know, because we haven't been given the truth. So how do we know if we want it or not? I think in a lot of cases we have not been given the truth about many, many things.
The release and then the opinion from the Second Circuit Court make it clear, according to the ACLU, that the public is not only just starting to understand the legal and factual basis for the targeted killing program, there's more information, and instead of being forthcoming, what the government does is create more suspicion by having these organizations dig around. Now, some people say, hey, listen, I don't want to know. I just want to be protected. I want to be safe. I don't care what you have to do. Just do it. Who has that? How do we ask this question on Twitter or Facebook, Kenny? What are people saying? Are there any breaking comments? Facebook.com/Good Day, so Twitter at Good Day.
I don't have anything yet. I haven't posted it yet.
Yeah. Too busy posting things about 24. How much of that do we have? What do we have for 24 comments?
I got tons of 24 comments.
That's what I figured. All right. We'll get to those. 18 after the hour. This is Doug Steffen. Good Day program.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 sign.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
How do you know the used car you're getting is good? One you can really trust? Well, start with KVB.com's most trusted car brand, backed by an extensive limited warranty. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. So get going while the getting is good. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details. Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KVB.com for information.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Is Honey Boo Boo a 25-year-old midget?
I have some property in Arizona to sell you.
Are you yanking my chain about that? Honey Boo Boo, let's start that rumor. Honey Boo Boo is a 25-year-old midget.
That's not an appropriate term. It's a little person.
Really? A person who's height challenged?
Yes.
All right. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up.
Summertime, and the living is easy. It's summer 2014. Let's spend a few moments with some of the great summer music, including this one by Mungo Jerry.
If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Sweet and lonely, you and down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by.
Play these songs on the radio anymore, you know that?
When our daddy, when I mean, we love it.
Don't play it.
But we do as we please when the weather's fine. We go fishing or go sailing in the sea.
Fishing, sailing in the sea, summertime. Let's go to Brian Adams. Summer of 69, what a great summer classic. I've always liked him and his music. Summer of 69. Here's Bananarama. Love this day.
I love it. Bananarama.
Oh, cruel summer. I think that's good. How about this for summertime and the mood being easy and right? Beach Baby, First Class. This is getting better and better. Yeah. Sly and his family. Sylvester Stone, not Stallone. Hot fun in the summertime. Crank it up, Michael.
First of the fall, and then she goes back.
The best music comes in the summertime. What was it was Dash, Seals, and what was Croft's first name?
Remember it was Mister.
Yeah. Summer Breeze. There's a dance. Yeah. I'm sure this is typical summer pop music. I never was crazy about this song, but I was. pretty crazy about this. Buster Poindexter in a summer song called Hot.
I like this song.
I do like this song. Let's finish it off with the Catalinas. Summertime's calling me. Megan and I were talking last night. My daughter Megan, we're going to go visit her. She's we're all excited about her being pregnant. So I said, let's go. We're going to go in a couple of weeks, and let's all go over to Catalina Island. I've never been to Catalina Island.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
We've only been once, but you rent golf carts and stuff. It's kind of cool.
All right, from last night's late-night programs, Conan O'Brien here joking about Mr. Obama and his family.
President Obama said he wants his daughters to work minimum-wage jobs because it builds character. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I thought that was good. Yeah.
Yeah, the president then announced he'll be raising the minimum wage to $50 an hour.
we're laughing about it, but how much of that do you believe? All right, where are we? Looks like 28 after the hour. Am I right?
Everybody agree with it? It's 28 past the hour?
We're getting there.
Good day. Thank you, Jennifer.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, yes or no, was the Bergdahl-Taliban exchange worth it?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's both sides question for Reagan and Lowry. Let's face it, our commander-in-chief had a 51-49 agonizingly painful decision. Do we trade 5 Taliban for Sergeant Bergdahl? If you were president, would you have done the same?
No, it wasn't wrong to deal with the Taliban. We've dealt with them before. The Bush administration dealt with them, too. We negotiated over Osama bin Laden with the Taliban, if you'll recall.
I do not object to the deal on principle, because what do you do when the Taliban captures one of your soldiers and you want to get him back?
Okay.
You're going to have to talk to him, and if you're going to have any hope of getting back, you're going to have to cut some sort of deal. My bottom line on this is just the price is too high. You know, this is 5 of their top guys, 2 of whom are wanted on war crimes, literally, and they're going back to a place that doesn't have a good track record tracking these guys or stopping them from going back in the fight, and they're supposed to only keep them for a year.
We don't know exactly what this boy did. He apparently had walked away from his unit, which has been cited for poor discipline and bad morale on several occasions. We don't know that he was actually deserting. Yes, you want him back. We don't leave people on the field. You get him back. And these guys, these 5 guys that they're releasing, they've been in Guantanamo Bay for 10 years. They're not much use to anybody.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry and Ron Reagan.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
After the hour now, as we scroll through Tuesday, the 24th of June, on the Good Day program, lots of things going on in the country and around the world, and we are here, chop chop, to pay attention. Jennifer, pay attention.
I'm paying attention, sir.
Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, email to Doug at DougStefan.com, Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Ken at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Stunning allegations today. Records of the dead veterans who were set aside, weren't paid attention to, were changed, and in some cases physically altered. Some even in the last couple of weeks, to hide how many people died while waiting for care at the Phoenix VA hospital. Man, do I want these people to go to jail. Deceased notes on files were removed, so veterans would not be counted as having died while waiting for care.
Wow.
The whistleblower.
How do you live with yourself for doing that?
You're subhuman. That's how you live with yourself. It's all about you. The lady who is the whistleblower is Pauline DeWinter. She's the actual scheduling clerk at the Phoenix VA. So who would know better than her what the heck is going on? Can you imagine? What a disgrace. More than a disgrace. And how high up does it go? And who do you put in jail for malfeasance? It's different being incompetent. These people, this isn't incompetence. This is chicanery to the nth degree. Are we thankful for Pauline DeWitter? Is she the same as Edward Snowden, in a manner of speaking, on a local level?
Well, she's probably saved some lives, that's for sure.
Well, under the circumstances, I hope she's naming names, and we're going to get these people. This is just so wrong in so many different ways. Kenny, what do we have for updates on any of the VA comments? Because this stuff's been going on now for well over a month, actually almost 2 months. We've got a lot of collective comments from people, whether there are any recent ones that are focused on these allegations. I believe. They aren't allegations as far as I'm concerned. I believe every word of what this woman's saying. All right, so Kenny, what do you have?
I've got a couple comments. Tom says, 2 million more veterans in need of health care. You start several new wars and keep them going for decades, and eventually you have millions in need of medical care. Mm. Who could have seen that coming?
Yeah, right. But thank God for comments, the quick comments like that that people want to make, because they are, this is a clearinghouse for that sort of thing. All right, what else?
Rick says, regarding the VA, priorities in D.C. are so misplaced. Our politicians have lost touch with America.
Mm-hmm. Is this something recent, or has this been going on since all of us were kids, since we started paying attention? When did you start paying attention, Jennifer, to what was going on around you in terms of the world, whether it was business?
I think I was always interested in civics and in business, probably. Mm-hmm. But I would say when I started understanding it, it's probably in my 20s. But, I mean, I wanted to vote. I was excited about voting. When I got the right, I mean, I registered before I was even 18. They let me, you know, at 17, they let you register.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was always excited about it. But I think it probably started sinking in the more I got into doing talk radio and looking at issues and things.
Yeah. Kenny, when did you first start paying attention to your world this way?
Probably in my early 20s when, let's see, I was 22 when I started my first radio station overnight. So yeah. I heard a lot more news than I usually did. By then I was much more focused on music.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's when I started feeling like I had some idea of what was going on in the world.
Mm. More important now than ever for all of us to be in touch. You watch how they keep slipping these Mickeys, trying to get away with or get by with things.
Well, and do you think, I mean, what's scary to me is it seems that kids in their 20s now,
don't give a damn.
They, as much as they have stuff at their fingertips with social media, I feel like maybe there's an awareness, but I don't think people actually delve into what's really happening. They might hear passing things, but, you know, we all mentioned that we got into it when we started really getting into our radio careers. Well, not everybody's doing that,
no.
Obviously.
Well, I didn't. I was very aware when I was in junior high school, into high school, because I was very much into history, social studies, civics, that kind of stuff, because I was just interested. I knew a lot of people who were involved in things that were going on in government. Maybe that was it. My children were around this, and I don't mean this to sound like, oh, this Doug, his kids are superb. No, they aren't, but they were aware. My son, interestingly enough, didn't ever present the aura of knowing what was going on, but he did. He would engage, and does now, with his friends in great discussions about what's going on in the world. And he becomes, when he's involved, a lot of his friends are young Hollywood types, and they discuss not only what's going on in their careers in the business, but they also talk about what's going on in the world.
Now,
his friends are very tuned in.
What is his political standpoint?
He's pretty much like I am.
So does he have a hard time then in Hollywood? Because having a little sometimes conservative ideals?
No, his friends are all pretty much the younger guys coming along that he's friends with pretty much all have the same political point of view.
Libertarian type.
Yep. Yeah. There's a really interesting, we all think about, it's the older Hollywood types, the Jane Fonda types, that era, that have that reputation. And it's true that that's, but the younger crowd is not like that at all. As a matter of fact, I saw a list the other day of younger people who tended to be on the right, and I was surprised at singers who were on the list, like Jennifer Lopez, Britney Spears, who else did I say? Jessica Simpson.
Oh, yeah, Jessica Simpson and Britney Spears are noted to be on the right.
Yeah, right. So, and my daughter is very aware. She does not have the same political point of view that I do or Brendan does, and I like to listen to them talk about politics. Brendan voted for Obama the first time and then quickly became, that was when his, after Obama had been in about a year, that's when he really changed, and I saw it dramatically. I'm not just talking about a little. He became dramatically different in his attitude toward not only Obama, but to politics in general, politicians in general, the system in general, and, he's certainly lower profile than a lot of his friends are, so he can, you know, sort of opt out of a lot of stuff, and they might not necessarily. But it really is I think there are a lot of people who would be heartened rather than disheartened by the amount of activity and thinking going on with that group, Jennifer, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of your friends are like that. And you are Brendan's age, a little bit younger, but not a lot. You're in that same group, right?
Most
of your friends don't.
I think if some of the politicians like jumped on to some of these libertarian ideals, I think that's why Rand Paul and Ron Paul did so well, is because that's what they do.
Right.
You know, they really pick up that young person vote because it's common sense kind of stuff.
Yep. Okay.
So I think it's 100% right all the time? No, but, you know.
Mr. Kerry in Baghdad urging leaders of Iraq and the various factions that are included, said it's time for you to form an inclusive government before the Sunnis sweep away any hopes that there are for peace. These power-hungry militants battling Iraqi forces, the Iraqi forces laying down their arms, giving up, they're all around the big oil refinery. The question is who's winning. I guess it depends on who you ask. The Secretary of State would be president, meeting with the Kurdish president there, says that we now face a new Iraq. So the Sunnis, the Shiites, the Kurds, I always thought Maliki sounded like he was fairly intelligent, but he's not very, he's pretty dumb. Actually, he's thick. Maybe that's the better way. He's just thick. These people who are separatists, or we're always right, you're always wrong. I mean, how do you try to govern with that kind of an attitude? See, that's the difference. We try to bring these countries into
democracy.
But
is that par for the course over there? That's what I always wonder. Like,
well, they're not ready for democracy.
Just a talking head, say, well, you know, we expected them to evenly split power over there between those three groups.
Yeah, and we expected how?
Yeah, exactly. Well, who expected that? Is that something that they were okay with? Yeah.
888-302-3684 in a moment. Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us. There is an Ebola epidemic. The deadly Ebola virus outbreak in West Africa has hit unprecedented proportions. So what do we need to know about that? Coming up here on Good Day.
Geico presents Strange Saving Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
In today's rapidly changing healthcare environment, are healthcare providers really keeping patients well-informed about costs? I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to a recent National TransUnion Healthcare Survey, only 25% of Americans are offered pre-treatment cost estimates by healthcare providers, despite growing demand for this information. The survey also shows that while many Americans are paying closer attention to healthcare costs, only 12% of Americans find it very easy to get cost information before receiving medical care. TransUnion Healthcare Senior Vice President Dave Wojcinski.
Today's cost-aware consumer has a greater expectation that providers will offer upfront cost estimates and timely and accurate post-treatment bills, with consumers placing more emphasis on billing and payment when evaluating quality of care. It's imperative that providers have the technology and processes to meet consumer demand.
For more on TransUnion's survey and healthcare developments across the country, visit transunionhealthcare.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food. And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is.
Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty responsive.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is with us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, one of the four experts in medicine that I like to call on for interpretations of various items that are important to you and your intelligent medical quests. By the way, that's the name of his intelligent medicine, his blog. You can sign up at the drhoffman.com website, drhoffman. You'll have a lot of chances at understanding what's going on in the world of medicine. Let's try to understand this Ebola virus. What is described as unprecedented proportions. There are, let's see here, 567 cases so far, 350 deaths since this thing started in March. As if the symptoms aren't scary enough, possible for travelers to carry the virus for weeks without understanding that they may have it. How does this differ from the MERS virus that a lot of people have been talking about the last month or so, Ron?
Well, the MERS virus is a respiratory virus that is akin to the flu, or it's actually akin to the common cold. So it's and the MERS is more severe, and that's transmitted via the air. It's aerosolized. The Ebola virus is a hemorrhagic virus. So from the word hemorrhage, you get a pretty graphic idea of what happens in the later stages. At first, yeah, you may experience malaise, but later you literally bleed out. You, yeah, lose the ability to clot your blood, so blood can come out of, you know, virtually all your orifices, mm-hmm, and you die. And the difference is the communicability, because MERS is more easily transmitted, you know, like the flu. You know, you cough, you sneeze, you shake hands. A little harder to transmit the Ebola virus, so it's kind of surprising that it is spread to this extent. You really have to have a lot of contact with someone who is actually sick, and it's pretty clear when someone's sick. So a lot of people getting sick are health workers, people coming, or family members coming into contact with a sick person.
This sort of sounds like a theme from a movie or two or three that have existed in the last few years, all about something like this that will kill everybody or half the people on the planet.
Yeah.
One wonders if this isn't going to be ultimately the population control, nature taking care of the fact that we have too many people on the planet and they can't be fed and they aren't all healthy. Is this the way ultimately? I mean, you think back to the plague and other things that have mitigated large groups of people being together in circumstances that really aren't functional.
Well, you know, for two reasons, probably not. First of all, this is a very dangerous virus because it kills, in some cases, 90%, but in this particular epidemic, 60%. Yeah. And some people have actually survived, which is encouraging. They got a lot of supportive care at the right time, and they pulled through. But it's actually less likely to spread, you know, and cause a zombie invasion of people with, you know, bleeding eyeballs.
Right.
Because it is such an effective virus. A virus that is so effective that it kills the majority of people who it affects actually tends to burn itself out. And that's what's happened in previous epidemics. Plus, it's hard to transmit. It's not transmitted by
or
sneeze.
Don't worry about it.
I would say it's a result of urbanization, crowding in Africa, and it's going to smolder and, you know, ultimately I think it's going to burn out. But, I mean, it's very scary. Yeah. If it mutates, watch out.
And the news media is not going to tell you that what you just said. You just said something that we're not going to see or hear anywhere else.
Boring news.
They're more interested in scaring everybody. Check on that kind of coverage. Newsletter sign up at Dr. Hoffman with two Fs, drhoffman.com.
For
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Good day. For some reason, maybe it's summertime, the living is easy. Shelly's taking some time off. Shelly Palmer, normally our daily reporter on technology and developments. So I'm going to stand in. This could be breaking news from technology. Actually, I think it is breaking news.
Wait a second.
News.
You're going to do the technology report?
That's breaking news.
Your report's done. Good job.
Yes, thank you very much. As was suspected, local law enforcement officials are borrowing cell phone tracking devices known as stingrays. How many people, for me, a stingray is an old Corvette?
For me, it's something to avoid in the ocean.
Yes, but for the people in technology, especially the U.S. Marshals Service, these stingrays are being used to monitor your cell phones. The stingray is the device that police use to track you if they're interested in finding you on a cell phone. It sounds like an episode of 24 as well. Police are deliberately concealing the use of these devices, and the courts are after, well, the courts aren't after them. There are various groups who are trying to find out. The ACLU seems to be in the news a lot today, and frankly, I'm happy about it because I want to know these sorts of things. I want to get behind the story. This is a copy of an email exchange from the Sarasota Police Department. A sergeant wrote that in warrant applications to a judge, a detective had specifically outlined the investigative means used to locate the suspect. The sergeant asked the detective to submit a new probable cause affidavit and seal the old one. In other words, fix the old affidavit and keep the use of the stingray equipment secret. That's what's going on in local police departments, apparently, around the country, and you didn't know it, and I didn't know it. But now, because there are state courts that are digging around in these documents, this is the good thing. You know, you can all say what you want to about the ACLU. There are a lot of times when they are out to lunch. But I'll tell you something. I want to know this stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to know what kind of technology is being used to monitor. I mean, it's not like I have secrets anyway, because my life is pretty much an open book on the air. You hear pretty much everything that's going on.
Right, but you still want to know how you're being tracked.
I want to know what these people are doing. because it's illegal, and I am tired of all the illegalities. There's an interesting, very stinging report based on a Supreme Court ruling yesterday, basically slapping the EPA around for way overreaching without congressional approval in all kinds of areas. And finally, people are taking them to court, and they're winning. And part of the detective work that was done here is some secret memos that the EPA is writing to each other to try to get around the law. That's how maniacal these people are. And the police, some of them are out of control. Excuse me, too. So I'm happy to have this information. Okay, speaking of information, I think it's time for us to turn our attention to families becoming more diverse, with a prevalence of blended families, single and same-sex parents, multiple generations living under one roof, family circumstances that affect both immediate and extended family members. Brian Osich is here now to explain how complex family circumstances often complicate your ability to manage your money.
According to the 2014 U.S. Trust Insights on Wealth and Worth survey, 6 in 10 high-net-worth Americans have provided financial assistance to family members. Chris Heilman, chief fiduciary executive at U.S. Trust, says that this reality of modern American family can be a financial concern if it's unexpected.
No wealth level is immune to the ripple effect of the extenuating circumstances that can affect any family and their finances. Our survey found that nearly half of all high net worth families are dealing with a diverse range of multi-generational circumstances or changes in the family dynamics. Yet only 3% plan for this as a part of their financial strategies.
Heilman says that divorce, medical crisis, even disagreements over money and assets can jeopardize a family's financial stability.
The family dynamic is a determining factor in whether family wealth will be a blessing or a burden. A more modern approach to family wealth management is needed to address today's changing family roles and structures.
For the complete 2014 U.S. Trust survey, visit ustrust.com/survey. That's Newsbreak from U.S. Trust.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.